And this is Ozarks at Large, time again to go back into history.
When you look to the future and contemplate the benefits that are going to flow from it, especially taking the overall benefits, the overall cost of this project, $1.2 billion, when you take the number of lakes that it creates and the number and the transportation, the cheap transportation that it's going to provide, the electric power, when we take all of that into account, it's been cheap at double the price.
This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his home in Fayetteville is Randy Dixon. Randy is with the David and Barbara Pryor for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. The physical building is on the square, but it also has digital archives we explore once a week or so. Randy, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Great to be here. Thanks, Kyle.
Well, let's see. We've talked about people. We've talked about places. I like this one. We've talked about events. This one's kind of a system, sort of a all of the above.
Well, you wouldn't think that an Army Corps of Engineers waterway project could be an interesting topic, but this is the McClellan Kerr navigation system, and the story is pretty fascinating. As you heard before we came out, that was Senator John McClellan who was talking about how much this thing cost. It was $1.2 billion. And that's in 1960s money. That's a lot of money.
Yes, indeed.
But it was a waterway system from Tulsa to the Mississippi River. So it went through much of Oklahoma, all of Arkansas. It was 445 miles long and included 18 locks and dams, and made the river navigable for the first time, which was huge. And it was a joint effort between the two states to get the legislation passed.
Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Yes.
Well, it bears the name of a couple of senators.
Yes, John McClellan of Arkansas and Robert Kerr of Oklahoma. And it's known as the McClellan-Kerr River Navigation System, unless you're in Oklahoma.
Right.
And I talked to a buddy of mine who's the news director in Tulsa, and he said, well, here in Oklahoma, it's known as the Kerr-McClellan Navigation System. And he was saying he thinks even on the signs it's reversed in Oklahoma.
So in each state, the native son gets top billing.
Yes. You know, it was spearheaded by John McClellan, but it was backed by the entire Arkansas delegation, including Wilbur Mills, who was, you know, he had the purse strings. He was chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he showed his extreme support and defended the expense of the project.
Well, Congressman, as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and sort of in charge of our purse strings, how do you justify this $1.2 billion expenditure?
This type of a program cannot be done by a private enterprise. It must be done by government. And the only way government can do it, of course, is to use the tax revenues that are taken from individuals to carry it out. Now, we don't do these kind of projects until we are assured by what I think is the greatest body of engineers we have anywhere in the world, the Corps of Engineers, that in return for a given amount of cost, we receive back not only that in benefit, but additional dollars in benefit. All one has to do is to look to the progress of the Ohio Valley, the Tennessee Valley, and other river projects that have been developed. Navigation has been included in them to see what happens.
We're talking about the McClellan-Kerr River Navigation System, its creation, and how much it costs and things like that. I'm with Randy Dixon from the Pryor Center.
And it did have its critics. Senator Barry Goldwater made the comment that it would be less expensive to pave the entire river than it would to set up this system.
Well, and the argument, right, was that, yes, this is Oklahoma and Arkansas, two states, but if you're connecting the Arkansas River down to the Mississippi, this is more than a two-state or regional exercise.
Right, right. And it brings in, you know, it's the port of Little Rock, the port of Pine Bluff. You have all of these different ports that were built because of this waterway. And it really opened this portion of the country to national commerce. And, well, McClellan talks about how this is a national asset.
Achievement, not just for the people along the Arkansas Valley, not just for the people of Arkansas, not just for the people in this particular section, Arkansas and Oklahoma, but this is a national asset. This contributes to the economy of the whole nation. This is what from the natural resources that you take and harness them and control them and convert them into something productive. And that's what we have done with this. Otherwise, this would be a wild, raging stream, often torrents of destruction going down, but no more. We've harnessed it. We're going to take that great force that it has would have gone in its natural way for destructive purposes and converted it into a power for production and for the benefit of the people.
You're going to, in other words, you're going to put this whole river to work.
It is going to work. Mm. It is going to work, and it worked beautifully.
That's Senator John McClellan. You also have a cut from another member, longtime member of the Arkansas congressional delegation, John Paul Hammerschmidt.
Well, he had a great, you know, asset in that it came through his entire district, the 3rd District of Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas. And not only did it help in commerce, it also helped with flood control along the river.
And the flood control aspects of river development is also of great importance. And it holds a special meaning for those of you here who have lived along the river and whose home or barns or cattle have been swept away, or whose crops have been ruined, or whose business has been shut down by the scourge of floods in past years.
Longtime member of the U.S. House from Harrison, John Paul Hammerschmidt, talking about flood control with the McClellan Kerr River Navigation System. You can understand if you're talking about $1.2 billion in the early 1960s, you can understand why some people would really, you know, kind of raise some eyebrows about it.
Well, in 8 years in construction, sure. But, you know, there were 8 locks and dams, and there were several dedications, you know, over time. But the biggest was the actual Kerr Lock and Dam in Salisaw, Oklahoma. And one of his old-time buddies from the Senate was former Senator and former President Lyndon Johnson. And unfortunately, Robert Kerr never lived to see the culmination of this work. But LBJ made a point to come and be the keynote speaker at this dedication.
This is one of the days that I have looked forward to. I came here to be with you today so I could celebrate the future. All the future that is embodied in this great dam, in this great project, in this great river. But I came here, too, to honor the memory of one of the greatest characters I ever knew and one of the best friends I ever had, Robert S. Kerr, the senator from Oklahoma.
From the dedication of the McClellan Kerr River Navigation System, or for our friends to the west of our studio, the Kerr-McClellan River Navigation
yes.
System.
Exactly. And then there was another dedication, and John McClellan did want to pay tribute to his colleague and point out that it was a multi-state effort.
For 14 years,
Senator Kerr and I, supported by all of the members of the Arkansas and Oklahoma congressional delegations, labored together to bring about the construction of this great river basin improvement, the completion of which we proudly celebrate today. 8 years ago, I said on the floor of the Senate, and I quote, "The people of Arkansas will never forget and will always be grateful for the tremendous contribution that Bob Kerr made to the bringing of this river project into fruition. Generations yet unborn will benefit from the prosperity which this program will bring to the Arkansas River Valley. Now that this great waterway is completed and in operation, we are crossing the threshold of a new area, to an area of progress, unprecedented progress, in the Arkansas River Valley."
And we should point out, archives that we hear on these visits come to us from the Pryor Center, but these are among the archives that are being digitized that come from the KATV studio library, correct?
Yes, and many of them can be seen already at PryorCenter.com.
All right, when we say the McClellan-Kerr River Navigation System, of course, John McClellan's name is in there. He was a longtime senator from Arkansas. Perhaps he's not as well remembered as John Fulbright or Dale Bumpers or David Pryor, but this is a big legacy of his.
Yes, and when he died in November of 77, it was just less than a week after he'd announced his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember his big line was, "There's a time to aspire, a time to achieve, and a time to retire." And he just announced that he was not going to run again. And he died less than a week later. But at his memorial service, at his funeral, the famous Emmanuel Baptist Church Reverend W.O. Vald was doing his eulogy, and he said that he had been up to his apartment that overlooked the Arkansas River just shortly before he died, and he made this comment.
He would look out, as he called it, over his Arkansas River and think about how good it had been to open up this part of the country to commerce, and I suppose this was the crowning physical achievement of his life. He worked together with Senator Kerr, as you know, and for many years they worked on that project, and now those two Baptists, Senator Kerr and McClellan, are together again.
That from the funeral of Senator John McClellan. You know, Randy,
and that's his legacy.
And that is his legacy. And you know, there are things that so many of us in this region interact with every day. The Bobby Hopper Tunnel, Old Main, you know, the Buffalo River, things like that, that we really have at the forefront. I think the McClellan-Kerr navigation system sometimes, because not all of us move barges or whatever, and it's been around for a while, I think we sometimes forget its importance and its influence on this region.
Well, and it also created parks,
right?
It created lakes and reservoirs, and it did amazing things for the state.
So, there you go. This has been a fun one. I mean, they've all been fun, but I like this one because it's not one that just bubbles right up to the top when you think of important topics from Arkansas history and Oklahoma.
That's true. That one just kind of came on me, you know.
I like it.
But how about a fun one next?
Oh, do you have an idea?
How about Johnny Cash?
Well, I'm not going to say no to that. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, we'll do that. Thank you, Randy.
Next week.
Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Just Google Pryor Center and you're going to find all kinds of visual and oral history at your fingertips. Randy, thanks so much for this.
Thank you. It's great.